Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. James is calling from Delray Beach. What's up, James?
What's going on, guys? I'm not going to touch on any of the coaching decisions from yesterday, because if I do, I may have a stroke on air. But we always say, like, we got to give him time. He's a first-time head coach, and then Muji's a first-time GM. Give him time. But we said that countless times with other regimes, and you're looking down the barrel of possibly having the number one overall pick. And if you screw that one up, then it'll make the Zach Wilson number two overall pick look like nothing. Like, that will literally send this franchise back decades. They may have to leave New York if they screw that one up. So, like, you really have to sit there for once in Woody Johnson's life. He has to sit there and actually make a good decision, take his time and say, do I really want these two guys who are learning on the job, and it's only getting worse and worse by each week, and the product that we see on the field is directly from them?
Yeah.
There's turnover from past regimes, and there's guys that you're handcuffed to for this year, maybe next year, but everything we're seeing is a direct result from them, and it's only getting worse.
All right, there you have it. Call of the Day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've talked some different stuff, but mostly Jets, of course, coming off of that awful performance yesterday in London. Jets will be back home, take on the Panthers in what should be a very winnable game here. I don't know, though, how people could have much confidence, BT. I know we talked about it, and I still think it's a winnable game. We could get into that as the week goes on, how we feel if they're actually going to win it or not. But at this point, I think the expectation is that the Jets are going to lose the majority of the games, if not every game, here on out.
I think they're going to go on a little run. I really do. Nothing crazy. If they don't win Carolina, if they don't beat Carolina, there's a chance to win two of the next three. Now, will that happen? I don't know.
You've regenerated. I like it.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, here we are. Unkillable.
I know. Four hours later, I come back around.
It didn't even take 4 days. It took 4 hours.
Who am I fooling? You know, I always say, I'm done. I can't. Then, but that's the essence of unkillable. No, if they were playing a good team this weekend, I'd be like, they have no chance. They're going to get stomped. This is the reality of Carolina not being incredibly good. I don't know. I am a little bit worried about Garrett Wilson's knee. Did you see that he's going for testing here today? I mean, that obviously would be a major issue.
What's the difference if he's out? They don't throw the football anyway, so he's going
to,
you know.
I mean, but at least if he's out, they don't throw it to him enough. At least if he's – actually, they don't throw it at all. I mean, Justin Fields held on to it all day. But at least if he's out there, you know, you've got to generally send that second defender his way, which theoretically makes it a little bit easier to run, or for Mason Taylor or Josh Reynolds to be a little bit more open. I don't know. I would, and the Jets are favored in the game, right? 1.5-point favorites.
And Carolina coming off beating Dallas, obviously a team who dismantled the Jets. Here's the thing. If you could stop the run, Rico Dowdle has been running amok in the NFL the last couple weeks here with Carolina. And the Jets played much better defense yesterday. It's not that Denver can't score. Denver is good offensively. They're not great, but they're good offensively. Jets played good defense. They didn't have any penalties. So those are things that are getting overlooked because of the loss, because of how awful Justin Fields was, because of the ineptitude closing out the first half, and obviously the decision at the end of the game. It's getting overlooked that they cleaned up the penalties for the most part, played better defense. Those are things that they're going to have to do. Like, they're not good enough, period. But they're certainly not good enough to beat themselves at the stupid things, even against a team like Carolina. If they play the defense that they played yesterday and play the disciplined football, meaning no penalties that they played like yesterday against Carolina, I do believe their offense will be better running the football with the quarterback, with the running backs, whatever. Their offense will be better than what it was against Denver.
Yeah, and we've seen snippets of it so far this year, so it's not irresponsible to say that it's going to be a bit better. But think about like a good franchise versus the Jets, right? And you and I were talking a little bit about the Tennessee Titans and their head coach. I mean, this guy's on borrowed time, if you ever heard of him. He's going to be fired soon. Cam Ward doesn't look that good. And that's a bad franchise. They've become a bad franchise, really, since Vrabel, toward the end of Vrabel till now. But then look at the Patriots, right? An all-time dynasty, an all-time iconic team. Then they fall on hard terms. Like, you know, their star gets older. And what happens? Immediately, they've got their coach and they've got their quarterback. Rabel's going to be there for a long time, and Drake May's going to be a stud. That's what the real franchises do.
Anthony's in Fleetwood. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ant.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you so much for having me. The one thing about Glenn that honestly I can't stand, I feel like he has like this like fearful look on his face at all times when I look at the other top head coaches and you see them looking at the clipboards and they're like dialing up the plays and kind of planning ahead. But my question for you guys is, what amount of wins do you think Aaron Glenn would need to keep his job? And what would be your level of confidence that Aaron Glenn could develop a rookie quarterback and hopefully win a Super Bowl for the Jets?
I don't think it should be about a win total. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. And I need to see how Aaron Glenn coaches and learns along the way here in the first year before I say that I'm confident he could develop a young quarterback. He's not an offensive guy, but can he build an infrastructure, build the foundation that you can pick whatever quarterback Muji and Glenn decide to pick and bring him in to have success, set him up for success. Not about, oh, well, let's go get a quarterback and hope he's going to be the savior, because that will fail. That has failed before many times over. I want to see an established head coach with Aaron Glenn, a guy who knows what he's doing to build the foundation. I believe he has it in him.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously haven't seen that yet. I don't want to see him lose his confidence after six losses in a row. That's what worries me here. The storm, the noise, losing his confidence. But I still believe he's got it in him to build the proper infrastructure to set up whoever quarterback may be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, whenever that is, to succeed.
I do too. I don't have like incredible, unwavering belief that that's going to happen, but certainly not going to abandon the post yet. And I believe more than I don't. But listen, here's the bottom line. Like, no franchise should need a 22-year-old kid to come in and elevate them. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's incumbent upon the franchise to put the young man in the best position. And if that's the case, like if they're going to draft, whether it's Mendoza from Indiana, Moore from Oregon, the kid from Oklahoma, there's probably six quarterbacks who are going to be worthy of being drafted high.
But we could have that conversation. Who's to say that they even want one? What if they don't love one?
Yeah.
Like, are they taking it just because they're that high? What if they love, I don't know, a lineman or whatever it may be, a defensive stud, an edge rusher? Like,
yep. I'd rather them trade out rather than reach.
Fair enough.
The last thing to do is reach. And there's plenty of draft talk, but geez, do not reach.
But reach could also be for a quarterback. I wouldn't be doing that, especially in year two.
No.
If you don't love somebody or you don't believe you're ready to bring that player into a successful situation.
I agree. Now, I don't think that the Jets will have the first pick because I think they'll squeeze out a couple of wins. If you want to put me on the spot, what's the Jets' record? They're 0-6. I think the Jets will finish 4-13. And I think one win comes this weekend against Carolina. Okay. If I had to go in a different direction, I'd probably be more inclined to say 3 wins than 5, rather than going the other way to 5. I think 4-13 is a sweet spot that they, Miami, they got Miami at home. You know about the next couple of games here. But
is there a win total that you think gets them fired?
No, I think that's very foolish to...
Even if you went winless?
I mean, if he goes winless, then I could see Woody firing him. But I think it's got to be deeper than that. I think that's what a short-sighted, quite frankly, dumb owner would do, really. Be too reactionary, a little petulant. If there's enough evidence that they're playing hard and they're making progress, even if it's not reflective in the wins, I think that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, just for example, if they played every game the way that they played week one and lost every game, I know you'd sign up for that in a second. Obviously, you want the wins, but at least you would be encouraged. Now, the caveat would be, well, if they played like that in week one every game, they'd win some games.
Exactly. They would have beat the Dolphins. They would have won yesterday.
Right, exactly. But the key is for them to get things cleaned up and play a consistent brand of football. Is this breaking news right there? Adam Schefter. Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan.
There you go. We were literally just
talking about this during the break.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about how Callahan, we saw that Callahan was ripping Cam Ward.
That's probably a good way to get out.
Now, what year was this for Callahan? This was year number two? For
this
him?
Was yeah, this was two your... for Callahan.
See, that's a dysfunctional organization. They hire a head coach to do a job.
Yep.
Then they draft a young quarterback the year after, as opposed to trying to have it together with this. And now they fire him immediately. I know he was called. All right, so what? He was holding Cam Ward accountable for it.
Yeah.
Cam Ward said, we asked, or whatever it was a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
The head coach is saying, yeah, well, basically we are, in his own words, including Cam Ward. And now he's out. Now they're going to bring in another head coach.
Who might not like Cam Ward. And here we go. The carousel of stupidity continues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.